this class, I feel like I have to limit myself. Next class, by the way, we're going to do asking bakashas on Shabbos. Could you pray for spirituality? Stuff like that, because that really affects like Dibor type things. What you're allowed to pray to Hashem for? Could you pray for your parnasa on Shabbos? Right? Could you say, what are you allowed to ask for? Why in Shmona Esrei do we change certain tefillas? Why I'm benching? That's the next class. It will not be Tuesday night, so either it won't happen next week or it'll be Monday next. I have a sitter play, one of these plays for my kids on Tuesday night, which is, my 6-year-old son may never forgive me Chas v'Shalom if I don't go. So we'll see. But that's more like limited. This class, I started preparing this, and I really have to understand refuah a little bit to understand what Amir La'akum is as far as it goes. So we have a doctor in the house, but we're gonna do a drop here and there just to get the gedarim. So start with Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph. Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph, which is the lachas of a choyla on Shabbos. Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah somewhere up here also, if anyone wants. Okay. Says the Mechaber. Now, just remember, just to break it down, there are three levels of Choyla as far as Hilcha Shabbos. There's Mechash, which we're about to do right now. There's somebody which is just an ailment. That's how we translate it, an ailment. You have a stomach ache. You have a stomach ache. Doc, you take some Pepto-Bismol. You have a headache. I take Pepto-Bismol. Tums, nothing. There's stomach ache, there's a headache, you have the sniffles. Judge, what the sniffles are? You have the sniffles. Your allergies bother you, things like that. Those are ailments. Number two is a person who's knocked out, bedridden. And number three is a person who's really a sakana, or a sakana saver. So they're just very briefly. So the Makabar Shin Chav Ches Aleph. Mi Sheish Mechash Ba'alma. A person who has an ailment, but the truth is, he's walking around, right? Your allergies bother you, stomach hurts, things are bothering you, and could you someone close the door, please? Shin Chav Zayin? Shin Chav Ches. Ches. Aleph. Kabari. Aser Lassus Lo Shum Refuah. Right, it's forbidden to do shum refuah, vafilu al yedei einu yehudi, gzeira mishum shchikas samamarim. Okay, it's forbidden to do any refuah, even to ask a gentile, right, for minor ailments, even why? Because chazal were goyzen not to grind medicine. You ever see the old mortar and pestle? On old pharmacies, I'm all they saw those pictures there, even though no one gets their medicine that way. Because they grind it. And grinding teichen is an isrederai, so that's a biblical prohibition. So the chazal goes are taking medication or any act of refuah, which is abnormal to normal Shabbos, right? Even taking foods, which you would not take, which you know, among the people had fish oil for certain things. Do normal people don't have fish oil? Maybe Eskimos have fish oil, but if you have something which you wouldn't eat anyway, otherwise gargling. So actually, the Shabbos, someone asked me, can they gargle salt water? Which normal person gargles salt water? Right? No one gargles. Actually, one of my grandparents used to do it all the time. What?
Exactly.
But no, I millennials don't gargle salt water. You ask Google how many people gargle salt water, right? People do that if they're sick, if their throat hurts, if they, So that's something that's refuah, even though it's nothing to do with taking medicine. Also on Shabbos, right? Taking a hot thing off the, which is safe, put it in your stomach, which is warm, it's plugged in from before Shabbos, and it's self-warming. One of those tummy things, what do they call it?
A heating pad,
right? It's plugged in, it's ready. You can't put it on your stomach on Shabbos. These are all because Chazal were goyzer, doing a maaser refuah for somebody who just has an ailment, okay? You can't ask a Gentile to do anything. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah says, this. Now, why, if you look at Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Aleph, where is that? I actually mark this off. This is on Sif Lamed Zayin. Go to Sif Lamed Zayin, where it's still on Shin Chaf Ches. Shin Chaf Ches. Well, look at Mechaber real quick. Look at Lamed Zayin. Right? See Lamed Zayin? Everyone have Lamed Zayin? 37, Ross, you have it, Yehuda. You better listen carefully if you don't have it. You know, like the Elohim of old, who knew all of Torah. So it says the Mechaber, Kol Achalim Umashkim, any foods or drinks.
Where are you now?
37. Lamed Zayin,
37. Which one? Oh, the top.
Mechaber is Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah will be. We're not there yet. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Look at Mechaber Lamed Zayin 37. Any foods or drinks which are Meichel Briim Mutulachlam Shoshafuot. So let's say, you know, chicken soup. The doctor is the best medicine is chicken soup. Now you're sick. You have the flu. You have the cold. Could you not have chicken soup Friday night at the table? Because it's you. I'd have chicken soup on Tuesday night for fruit. Or your orange juice. Orange juice has vitamin C. I was just at a rabbinic conference yesterday in Dallas, and there was a rabbi from Chicago blasting about alcoholism in the Orthodox world, and here we have a doctor recommending schnapps. Recorded. Recorded. Now we see this is where the problem starts. It's all the doctor's fault. It's not the Kiddush Club's fault. It's not only the kid. It's just the doctor's fault. Advocating schnapps for. I'm telling orange juice and chicken soup. The doctor thing, right? So let's say schnapps. Honestly, right? Schnapps, orange juice, chicken soup. Things which you have anyways. It's not a problem. You know, either will make you feel better. You'll have an extra bowl of chicken soup. You have an extra cup of orange juice. Why you have that extra cup of orange juice? Because you want the vitamin C, right? Why you want the hot chicken soup or the tea? You know, people drink tea. There are people who drink tea. You know, these people from England, you know, they drink tea. Chinese people drink tea. I don't know. Americans don't drink tea as much
Russian.
As they.
Russian.
Russians drink tea.
Every time we have Alex over, tea. We have some tea.
I thought you guys drink vodka. All right, so. Tea. So, but why are you having tea today? You're having tea today because you have a cold. Not a problem with that on Shabbos, even because those are foods. They're considered food or drink. Abishim kashim kasas bruyim, or even if it would be something which, you know, you don't like that much, and you're doing it for food, since normal people have those things and they eat and drink it, right? Yeah, that's okay. I remember many years ago, this was terrible. Oh my goodness. I was in the Mir Yeshiva and I got something. It ended up, it was like pneumonia. I couldn't get better, you know. And I was trying, so I started taking like these veg. They had these drinks. It's like veggie drinks, like not V8, but they in Israel, like they grind these fruits. I thought I was gonna die. I literally had this. I was doing anything to get better. I was drinking these like fruit mixes. It was, I had a total. It was totally terrible for me. I was so desperate to get better, but I was going to get these drinks. So for me, it was painful. But normal people were apparently were ordering it. I saw people online. They got these drinks. It was like these fruit vegetables.
Does it taste good to you?
Oh, it was terrible. I can't. I'm still traumatized 20 plus years later. And they think about drinking that. I was like, can I say shahakol? But on a serious note, I really would never drink that. But it's they sell it, and then people make money. You know, they call it smoothies today. You know. You know, and they call it these fancy names. So I can have that on Shabbos. The only way I would drink that is because I was sick, right? So to have a smoothie. The Balta, if it's a normal drink, they sell it, the people make money. Not a problem. Don't say it's before on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mechaber, excuse me, we're still Mechaber, the Kol She'enu Meichel Mashke Brim, also Lech Lashon before. But it's something you wouldn't take otherwise, like some kind of oil, or some kind of drink, or medicine. You know, which is only for refuah. Normal people don't eat or drink that, right? That type of liquid is only drinking by sick people. It's usr. Also, the Akhla Shazufa.
A lot of people who have heart problems, it's very common. They take 81 milligrams of aspirin. It's very common for people to take on a daily basis. So if they have a headache and they want to take an extra aspirin, something to take it anyway.
Right. So, but we're not doing this right now. I'm really not doing it. I'm just trying to get us into the sugi over here. But really, taking aspirin, if you take it every day, is okay on Shabbos. Because that is like Ramesh, according to Rabbi Feinstein, yes. According to Israeli Poskim, no. Because that's considered a dietary supplement. Let's say vitamins.
But I was thinking they had a headache. No, you cannot. No, absolutely not.
I'll say one more.
That would be awesome.
Unless it's a headache which will knock you out, which would not. Again, I'm just. If something's going to be, you're going to be, you have to lay down. Like, there's allergies and there's allergies. Sometimes you get allergies, you're not functioning. Like, you just got to lay down. Like, you're not yourself. That's a different. So that you're actually allowed to take medicine for. It's called, which we'll get to in a minute.
But medicine you take every single day, you can continue taking that.
According to Rav Moshe, I'm saying that because you're a doctor. If you say this over, if you're in Israel, so if it's antibiotic, according to everybody, because your antibiotic won't be effective. But vitamins, according to Israeli poskim, you cannot take on Shabbos. Okay, according to Rav Moshe, you could. So there's differences. Ramosh holds you can take vitamins because it's considered a dietary supplement. Which, by the way, is why vitamins need a heksher. Because it's not stam medicine. It's considered oichel. It's your food. The reason you have vitamins every day is it's not medicinal. Now, some people are on vitamin programs, so that may be different. But people who take vitamins to supplement their diet, it's ki'ilu oichel. It's esen varg, as we say in the Mamoshin. And esen varg is... Food, right? So the Mechaber says that things you only eat or drink like for health, or you take a Tylenol for health, right? Whatever. Not as a no. Usser. The dafka mishesh mechshbam. It's for a person who has an ailment. So no Pepto Bismol, right? Sometimes a guy has like diarrhea or whatever. Then you can take Pepto Bismol. You're not an ice mensch, right? Is a headache, or is a guy who can't function. He's laid down. You know, he doesn't feel well. That those kind of people. It's not mechash, those are chula. If I'm ain't no shum mechash, mutter. Says the Ramah, which I just said, v'cheinu nafkol mishka v'shari. You can take medicine if you're not full of mishka. What's not full of mishka means you need to lay down. Or you're not functioning. Or you're not yourself. Okay? If Shlomo Zalman Arbach, we're not going to say, I'm just going to say parenthetically right now, says, even if it will be that right now you're not, but the next on Shabbos is going to end up in 3 hours, you don't have to wait till you're knocked out. If you know that your allergies are getting worse and worse and worse, your headache's getting, you're going to end up with a migraine, and a migraine is not full of mishkov, you're not functioning, you're allowed to take medicine, right? You're not allowed to do isurim, but you're allowed to take medicine before you get to that point, okay? Why is that true? Look at the end of Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the end of there. Virak. You see Virak? You see the Tzadi at the end of the line in Kuf Chafal of Tzadi? The Tzadi at the end there? Virak? Daha Lavari Mutter? Go into the fourth word. You see the fourth word is Virak? Says the Mashaburo, the Virak means Shesho Mechash. You know why it's okay if you're locking down?
Is this Tzadi?
Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'rak mishiyesh lo mechash, only a person who has an ailment, gazu mishim shchichas samamanim. B'chol lo gamor lo gazu. Chmur chazal geyzer against your fool. They're only geyzer if somebody has an ailment. But if you're a chayla, there's no geyzer. There's no answer to the Rabbanan. The geyzer mitchila is only on somebody who has a mechash, a minor ailment. But if you're a chayla, there's no answer to the Rabbanan. It's not like I'm pushing. There's no Isidar Banan. There's no Gezeira in that. Quotes the Radvaz. Who's the Radvaz? You can ask my 12th grade class I teach on.
No, that's
the 12th grade. That's 12th grade. 12th grade. 12th grade girls from Meira, because we talked about the Radvaz today. Why did we talk about the Radvaz? One of his greatest students was that Rizal. Who's the Radvaz now?
The
Radvaz? Oh my goodness. I said one of his students was that Rizal. Oh. Get a 12th grade girl, you can ask her. But if you don't find one, it's of David Ben Zimra, who was the chief rabbi of Cairo, lived in the 16th century. He's one of the most famous commentaries on the Rambam, right? So he says, the Advaz, the Gra says this, the Ramban, all bring this down. This is very important. If you are sick, you're not being makol to have medicine. There's no gezeira. It's 100% mutter. Somebody is legitimately... So why is that important? Because if you really have a stomach ailment, there's no inyan to machmer not to take medicine. If you really have a headache, your allergies are killing you, there's no mesiras nefesh. It's mutter legamri! Right? It's mutter legamri. When it's your mechesh ba'alma, it's usser legamri. It's mamash... Either there's a gezeira to rabban, or there's no... It's not like the chayla pushes off the issur. There is no issur to rabban.
So what distinguishes them? Whether you're in debt or not?
Whether...
What determines if you're a chayla?
So... So the Ramat language is Noifel Mishkov. So if you look at the Poiskim, which I don't want to go through this right now, but Noifel Mishkov means that you're Eismensch. Here, I'll give you what the Dirshu says. He's quoting Rav Nissim Karelitz. Rav Nissim Karelitz is probably the top two Poiskim today in Bnei Brak. Okay, he's a Reb Chaim Kanievsky's cousin, a nephew of the Chazanish. He has the most Choshev Choshev Mishpat Bezin in the world. If you ever have these multi-million-dollar machlikuses between these Jewish people, they end up in Reb Nissim Karelitz's Bezin. Okay, if you have two front people with a lot of money involved, they end up in his basin. Okay, so Reb Nissim Karelitz says, he's talking about gather knife lemeshko. So Rama just said, right? He says the gather sha'af misha ain't kol guful koyev. Now, if you have the flu, you're knife lemeshko. If you have a virus, you're knife lemeshko. You have a stomach flu as well. You're in bed. You're like, oh, right. Anything that's poshut, right? That there's no sakana. You're sick, like you know. I don't like the terminology to call it a ben adam like this, but in the gods in the street they say sick like a dog. When you're sick like a dog, you're a noifel mishka, right? But he says it's not really your whole body is sick. Makos ha'keivim and a yachol lasis es mashat tzarich lasis. You can't function normally. You're not able to do what you need to do. So when you have your judge, you go to work with mild allergies.
I go to work regardless.
Do you ever, but if you,
I haven't missed a day of work in 22 years.
I forgot you are the Cal Ripken of basketball, right?
That's right.
The Cal Ripken of basketball. I forgot who I'm talking to over here, right? From the Baltimore Ravens. So you know, at the end of the day, you guys don't know my sports like I know, but if you know what I'm talking about, then you know the judge has this. But most people are not like you. So there's degrees. If your allergies are bothering you somewhat, or there's headaches. If you ever have a migraine in here?
Yes, I have.
You've had a migraine? I had a migraine once or twice. You feel like nauseous, right? You're not functioning.
Yeah,
you ever had a headache before?
No.
You gonna work with headaches?
Yes, but I would bring something.
But you function even if you didn't drink.
Yeah.
But a migraine
is.
Could you function a migraine? No. Right. So if there's a headache and there's a migraine, and there's probably something in between that would also be like that, right? So there's degrees. If you're not functioning, your stomach bothers you. You have a tummy ache, you know, and there's a tummy ache. You know, there's differences. So because you're not laying down. You don't feel good. You're not an ice mensch, as we say. That's all. That's how Rabbi Nissim Karelitz says it. For Hayosef, Av Shemishu Atzliach. Even if if somebody's helping you, but you're not functioning well, right? You're not functioning well. All those people are considered a chayla.
Something which prevents.
So which by the way, again, there's no iser. This is very important. Most people don't cop this. That's why I'm stressing this. They think, and this is going to be important. We're going to get later on. They think that they're being makol. I'm not taking medicine. There's nothing to be machmir. But you need to know that the litmus test is what you are, right? Is there exer or banana? Yeah.
So first of all, it could be quite subjective as well in the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as prevention of someone sleeping, that would fall into the same category.
Like what?
Insomnia?
No, some it disturbs them so much that they cannot sleep.
Oh, like what? Do you get sleepy pill? You mean
headache or something?
Oh, so I have my sheet is if you cannot sleep, is very important. This is what I hold. You cannot sleep. So that itself, remember I told you that if you're gonna, it's gonna get worse. Let's say you have a headache, it's gonna get worse. So if most people, if they don't sleep, are gonna get really sick. So it's not the fact that the pain's there, it's that not being able to sleep is gonna make you a choila. If you don't sleep a whole night, you're gonna get, you know the difference? Now, it doesn't mean you sleep uncomfortable. If you have a cough and you're gonna sleep, but you're gonna be uncomfortable and you're gonna function fine the next day, but you're gonna be coughing at night, I don't think you can take Robitussin. I'm not talking about the kashas right now. I'm not talking about medicines, kashas. Wherever Adui, you know, wherever kosher Robitussin. Because you're not geschmack, but you'll function fine. You know, you can't take Robitussin just because you have a little cough on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. But if you're coughing and you can't sleep, guess what? The next day you're going to be oismensch. You're not functioning. People have asked me, could you take a sleeping pill on Shabbos? I spoke to a Shlomo years ago about this Shabbos. And I said, push it. If you're going to, right now you're totally 100% healthy, but you're not going to sleep a whole night, the next day you're not going to function. Most people don't function. So you can take it because you're going to be the next day. Same thing with this. If it's a little uncomfortable, it's not that you're, cause, so you're not sleeping that night, right? So that's would be it. But if you can sleep, just you're not, you're coughing in your bed, I don't think that's a legitimate reason to take. No, that's how I would do it. Last thing as far as the general rules, and then we'll get into what we need to. The Mishnah Berurah says in Nun Zion, now since it's getting late, I want to just see the Mishnah Berurah.
Nun Zion?
Nun Zion, 57. Yeah, I haven't left you. Shin Chav Ches. Nun Zion. Nun Zion. Okay. Nah, come on, you don't need a PhD to find Nun Zion. Just very briefly, so very briefly, the Mishnah says over here that if a person's a choila, which means you have the flu, or you're knocked down in bed, and you're not functioning, there's a few pins in the Machaber. The Mishnah says the Machaber says like the Svar Shlishis, and on this it says, Hanashim Mutter Lassos Afil Kol Shvusim. Virak Adishinis. If somebody's a choila, you have the flu, you're in bed sick with a stomach ailment, you have a migraine, and you're knocked out, you're even allowed to do Isuri Dirabanan Bishinoi. You hear this? Then we paskin, you can do an Isur Dirabanan, Chas HaShem Isur Dereisa, but Isur Dirabanan, we're not even taking medicine now, any Isur Dirabanan Bishinoi. Any Isur Dirabanan in a Bishinoi, okay? He says you can do that. Im hu choli kol guf, ve'im bo sakanas ever. It means you're choli, your whole body's sick, and there's no sakanas ever. But if it's sakanas ever, right, which you can actually endanger a limb, even though there's no sakanas in the fascias, you can even do an iser derabanan without a shinoi. Now, iser derais, you have to ask a guy, okay? So there's this is important, by the way. Sometimes there are, you know, and there, for sure you can ask a guy to get your medication, do something like that. But yourself can assert a Isur Dirabanan. Okay, that's just, forget it. Now let's get to Yuma. Okay, Yuma, I'm going to zoom this Gemara. So unless you have something that's pertinent, we're not here to learn Gemara for learning. It's not that filming right now. But I'm doing this Gemara because you need to know the Gemara. So don't ask me why the Gemara says this. When you learn Yuma and Daf Yomi, you can ask me that question. Go to Pei Gimel. Pei Hei, Amud Aleph. Okay, again, the point of this is to get the sugya, not to learn the sugya, okay? So don't ask me why Rabbi Shmuel says this. Not now, at least. Okay? The Gemara is Pehei, Amud Aleph. We're going to be the last thin line. Actually, no, the first Y line. I take that back. No, the last thin line. Mm-hmm. Pehei, 85A. Pehei, Amud Aleph. We have 10 more seconds. 6 seconds. 2. Says the Gemara, V'kfar hayah Rabbi Shmuel, this is the last in line. V'kfar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Azar, about Mahal Chamadech. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azar, walk on the road. The Levi, Asada, the Levi, not Levi, the famous Levi, but this Levi was a Tana, who was Masada the Mishnayis, or Brisis, and Rabbi Yishmol ben Yishuv Elazar ben Azariah, and the Rabbi Yishmol, these two were much younger than those other three scholars. Mahal Kanachara, and they were going behind them. So these three Tanaim, these Gedali Tanaim, and two of the younger Tanaim behind them. Nishala Shala Zubifneim, and this Shala came in front of them. Minayin, where do we know Lipikuach Nefesh, that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiches HaShabbos? Okay? How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Doiches HaShabbos? Nen Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yishmol says, V'amra, I have a raya. Im Machter Simatsa HaGan, if you find a gun of coming in a tunnel to a house, Umazesh should suffik ala mamon ba suffik ala shavas ba. This guy comes. You don't know if he's not going to kill you if he finds you or not, right? But you know he's coming to steal from you, so you don't know for sure if he's going to kill you or not. And shvichas damim, murdering somebody, is metame es haaretz. You know that in general, a murder is it makes the land impure. Terribly, the Gorm Shechina should stop Israel and causes Hashem's presence to leave the Jewish people. Even so, you can kill the guy. A guy is coming to your house to rob your house. You could kill the guy, even though murder is such a serious thing. Right? If you can kill a guy who's because you can save yourself, certainly you can break Shabbos, which is not as severe as murdering somebody. To save a guy, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva says, "Amar v'chiyaz ish al re'eu me'im bezbechi." This passage is talking about a Kohen who murdered somebody. You can pull him off. He's about to do a sacrifice. You can pull him off the altar, right? Tikano lamos me'im bezbechi v'lo mezbechi. If he's about to start a sacrifice, the Gemara says you can pull him off. If he's in the middle of a sacrifice, you can't pull him off. He's in the middle of a sacrifice, you can't pull him off. The Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar B'Yechanan, and Rabba Bar Chana says, "Yechanan Shloshan Elahamis." When can you not pull him off the sacrifice to kill him or to question him? Did you kill this guy or not? Avalahachios, but to save a guy, even Ma'al Mizuchit. So a guy is going on death row. He's about to be murdered, and you find out that this Kohen is about to offer is in the middle of offering a sacrifice, has evidence to free this guy. You can pull the Kohen off the sacrifice to save a Jew. Umazesh is suffik. We don't even know he's gonna. You say this Kohen knows information. You don't know for sure, but you umazesh. This guy is suffik. Mamish b'dvar suffik in mamish b'dvar. Right? Maybe you can save making that. You can pull him off the sacrifice, and not only that, v'avoda. Doicha Shabbos, and sacrifices are Doicha Shabbos. Which sacrifices could you break Shabbos with? Korban Taman and Korban Mosaf. So two, right? Kalva Choymer. Surely, if you see a guy dying, the Pekuach Nefesh, if you can pull a Kohen off the sacrifice to do it, right? Certainly for Pekuach Nefesh, you can be Doicha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Kiva's Raya. Rabbi Lazar says another Raya. Oma Mila Shu, which is one of 248 Evarim, Shiba Adam Doicha Shabbos. You can a mila on the eighth day. You can do a bris on the eighth day. Kal v'chomer l'gol gufo shadoiches haShabbos. Certainly, you can do a bris mila on Shabbos. Surely, to save a guy, you can bechal Shabbos to save a guy. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda says, es shabsase toshmaru. Right, you could if you keep my Shabbos, yachol kol. No matter what, keep my Shabbos. Ach. Right, it says ach. The pasuk is ach es shabsase toshmaru. Where does it tell you this cholik? Ach. That you can be mechal Shabbos to save the Jew. Keep my Shabbos, but Ach tells it's lechalik. Pekuach nefesh is doiches haShabbos. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef says, Ki koyeshi lachem. That Shabbos is koyeshi lachem. Also in that pasuk, Hima sur biatcha. Shabbos is given over to your hands. For the autumn, so you know what? You're slaves to Shabbos. You'll die. The guy's on his deathbed. I need medicine. No, Shabbos! Right, it's for you. It's not you're not slaves to the Shabbos, right? So you can do because Shabbos is doing a thing. Rabbi Shimon Asi Omer, the Shabbos Rene says Shabbos Pshush because she Shabbos Amr Torah Chil all of Shabbos Achas Kedei she Yishmor Shabbos Harbe. Right, you should mechal one Shabbos in order to keep, in order to fulfill keeping many Shabbos.
Who says that?
That is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Manasseh. Over Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Shmuel. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel, and the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel, who is a first generation Amora. So he's after the Tanaim. Everyone on Tanaim is in Tanaim, right? He says, "Iavi Hasim, if I was there, having me a D-Day, Adifa, I think I'm a better raya than all these Tanaim. I have a better raya." It says, "V'chai behem." The Torah says, "V'chai behem." V'lo shamas behem. Stay in the Torah. V'chai behem. You should live by the Torah. V'lo shamas behem. Amar Rava. Rava says, "The kulu islu pircha." On all the other Tanaim, I have a pircha. For Shmuel. And the Gemara will then go through that exactly, and the Gemara will end up that Shmuel is the winning argument. V'chai behem v'lo shamas, and the Torah comes v'chai behem v'shamas behem. So you see here, there's multiple opinions, and by the way, some of these other opinions have roles to play, but the Ikka reason is v'chai behem v'lo shamas behem, pikuach nefesh is doicha et ha-shamas. Now why is it in Yuma? This is in Yuma because not only is pikuach nefesh doicha shamas, pikuach nefesh is doicha Yom Kippur. You can eat. Now, if you look at the Mishnah and pay Gimel Manal, which is why this is how this starts, right? It's an important Mishnah, because this Mishnah teaches another lesson about this. The Mishnah is a pay Gimel. Zach the Mishnah, Misha Aksa Bulmas, a person has this ailment that they're literally, which Chazal says, Pekuach Nefesh, Ma'achilin Oso, you can feed this person as Bulmas, Afilu Dvarm Tmeim, you can feed him pig. You can feed him a chazer. You can feed him a Big Mac. The guy's walking by McDonald's. You see a guy has a Big Mac. Give me the Big Mac. He's going to die. It's bulimus. You give him the Big Mac. Right? The whole Big Mac. Right? His sight comes out because he's literally going to die. It's such a dangerous... We don't know exactly what bulimus is, but it's picornos. You can even get it to him. Misha Nashku Kalev Shoto, a person who a rabid dog bites... What does a rabid dog have?
Rabies.
Right? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Emachilso mechatzer kavitzel." Don't give him. Apparently, in the Gentile world, the world that they give a part of its liver. They kill the dog and give it a part of its liver to cure him. So the Mishnah says you can't, which is treif. Right? Dogs are treif. Does anyone eat dogs? You know where they eat dogs?
Thailand,
Korea, Vietnam. These places eat dogs. Jews don't eat dogs. Thank God. Alright. So you don't, but you don't give it a liver. It's treif, right? I mean, masim and charash. Now, why can't you eat it? And the Rambam says this because it's not a real remedy. It really didn't work.
Baba Maisa.
It's a baba Maisa, right? But masim and charash is matter because you hold it's not a baba Maisa. The machlokes is whether it actually works or not. You can eat treif if it actually works. If you're it's pikuach. Rabies could kill you, right? You can go crazy, you can die. So it actually works. The old Amar Rabbi Masim ben Chash, also says, "Hachoshes begrono matilon lo sam betoich piv b'shabbos." There's some kind of disease where it's starting your throat, and it wasn't so bad, but if you don't take care of it, it'll get worse and worse. By the way, one example like that is asthma. Asthma, most people, even mild or moderate asthma, with a doc, you treat it right away, it's fine. But if you take asthma, can get exacerbated. It can come life threatening. You don't take care of asthma, so if you get it in the beginning, you control it. If you don't take care of it, it's pikuach nefesh mamish. No jokes.
So it becomes pikuach nefesh from the beginning, right?
Exactly.
Because it's potentially.
So this case of Masir Chach is saying this thing, Choshev Gono, he holds, you can put the Savadach pits, but Bnei, Shu Safik Nefashis. It's not Nefashis right now, it's going to end up. Nefashas. It's going to end up, you know, if you have asthma, of course you take them. It's not mechush. Asthma is something that will exacerbate and get worse, and you can literally, you can die. By the way, I have somebody who told me that they have such severe migraines, there's a chance of stroke. Right? That it's one in a thousand, but there is a chance of stroke.
There's probably a lot of ailments that if you just don't take care of them, they'll get so bad you could die.
Die?
Lots of
some, right. You know,
more than just asthma.
Yeah, right. So, exactly. So this person actually was asking me about fasting on Yom Kippur, because whenever they fast on Yom Kippur, they get migraines, and they get terrible migraines, they have to get hospital. You know what we're talking about, by the way. They don't live here anymore. No, there's two people. One moved to Psaic.
Oh, okay.
Right, you don't have to move to Psaic. Years ago, yeah. Neuberger.
Right.
It's not important. She was hospitalized. Like, mom was hospitalized. So it was a different Shiloh, right? It's mom was Suffolk Nefashis, right? Suffolk Nefashis. So he says, this is something Suffolk Nefashis.
She definitely didn't want to eat
in Yom Kippur, believe me. But the Shiloh is what's together, right? Yeah. Okay, we're not learning a Hilchos Yom Kippur right now.
Yeah.
The Mishnah then says, and Suffolk Nefashis, right? Even Suffolk Nefashis, of course, it's Doiches Shabbos. Even Suffolk Pekoch Nefesh, it's Doiches Shabbos. Therefore, this is the ultimate famous case in the Mishnah, which the Gemara Shas says as well. Misha Nafal Amapolis, if there's an earthquake and a house falls, right? Today there were tornadoes in New Orleans, right? House falls down. Rachman Letzlan, God forbid. Suffolk, Husham, Suffolk, you don't know if anyone's in the house. You don't know if anyone's in the house. Let's say let's pick a case, you're in Haifa. Parts of Haifa are 20. There's parts of Haifa which are probably at least half non-Jewish, right? I mean, I drove parts of Haifa. There's mostly Xmas things there in those neighborhoods. So you're in a neighborhood in Haifa. It's a mixed neighborhood. First of all, you don't know if anyone's in the house or anyone's not in the house. It's Shabbos, and the house collapses. Suffolk. Now it's Suffolk Haifa. And even if someone's in the house, they may have died already. Suffolk Kusi. I mean, so maybe they're a Kuti. There's an Arab, but maybe there's a Jew, right? You can have a Jew sitting there with their hands moving the house. They can take a crane. They can shovel all the whole Shabbos, right? No, there's no shiloh about it. You can sit there for hours. You don't even know if it's in the house. House fall. You can sit there for hours on Shabbos digging it out, right? Suffolk Pekuach Nefesh. You find the guy. You see the guy's living. Keep going. See the guy there is dead. You gotta stop. You can't sit there and worry about burning him on Shabbos. He's gonna come there. Multi Shabbos, finish the job. Okay.
And he's non-Jewish.
Non-Jewish. What?
Find him. You're digging around, and he raises his hands and he says.
Yes, today. Yes.
Ali Akbar.
Just yeah. He says Ali Akbar. No, yeah. Because he'll probably kill you. But if he says Shalom Aleichem, you can take him out, yes. It happens to be a Shiloh of saving guys on Shabbos, and actually, part of it is what Rabbi Shimon Menasya said, the reason you B'chal Shabbos is B'chal Shabbos Echa for many Shabbos, but the halacha today, whether you're a Hatzalah, you're a doctor, is you can save a guy. Why is not our shir today? Okay? It's not a pashut thing in halacha, because V'chai B'chal, all these things that really apply to Jews, but yes, the answer is yes. But I'll call upon, why did I want to say that in Mishnah? Because even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Docher Shabbos. Look back now at the Mishnah, the Machaber, Shin Chav Ches, Beis. Because the Machaber goes, Aleph is Mechush, and he jumps to right away to Suffolk to Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Machaber, Shin Chav Beis, Mishi Shal Chol Yishra Sakana. There's a chayli, a person has a sakana. Mitzvah, l'chal olav as a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. V'arezer mishubach. Don't you do it. Machal biblical. You can sit there and digging the pits. What are you going to do anything? V'ashayel. You start asking the rabbi. You start trying. Look up the halacha. You're a shayfech damim. Every minute counts. Every second counts. The guy's having a stroke. Should I get a guy? Should I get a Jew? You know, you're a shayfech damim. You do it immediately. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Vav. Pirish oisa aish. This person. Shum is chasin. He thinks it's me from. V'yir l'chal Shabbos. I'm going to drive on Shabbos. I'm going to use the phone. I'm going to call a 911. B'choy l'kazeh kim al yedemor. I got to ask the rabbi. I got to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. I got to find out. I'm not sure. You're a shayfech damim. Bistu a murderer. Hold the question. Shibu hoylech. As long as they're waiting. Lisho yech. This guy's dying. The guy's getting in danger. The guy's, you know, you're waiting to figure out who you're driving at. Yuchos takim. Arikasel loy samud. You can't watch your brother die. Uvi Yushami says, the Tom Yushami says, Anisha harei ze meguna. If you ask, it's a meguna. Pirish. The Torah scholar should have to teach everybody that you, if it's really any shiloh of life and death, you do and don't ask. Do! Don't ask. If the Chol don't, I'm okay! The guy's grasping his heart. You know, the guy's shaking. You know, oh, leave me alone, Shabbos. You know, the chayla has like a from a chayla, from a chayla. I'm sure you know. I said, Shabbos, Shabbos. Kaifer, you force him. You throw him into the ambulance. You throw him into your car. You call me. You say, don't listen to him. Kaifer, this is chassidish shtus. This is what an absolute idiot, an absolute fool does, right? As any shayla, you go ahead and you do what you need to do. The Shiloh is though, should you ask a guy? Right? And how does, right? There's no Shiloh. If there's Pekuach Nefesh, you gotta do it. But let's say you have Hatzalah. You could have Gaiish ambulance drivers, Pekuach Nefesh. Of Jewish ambulance drivers, right? True or false, right? So we all know, if you have no choice, guy got shot, house falls down, you Jew does whatever you have, mitzvah, you're a shefech tamim, right? What if you can ask a guy? What if your wife is expecting? Now, we know that if she goes into labor, Chazal say, is life and death. First of all, even though, you know, if you're not in a hospital, a lot can go wrong, both for the baby and for the mother, right? It's life and death even today, and surely in those days, you know, with mom, there's no epidurals, so C-sections, there's no Pitocin. I mean, so many things, you know, and there's actually, they were not sanitized. I mean, there's a million things that went wrong. There's a reason that mortality rate was much higher. I mean, even today, you know, if they weren't for Pitocin, many women can go on for 2 days in labor. I mean, people would just die. They ran out of strength. Or the baby would get, you know, many things could happen. With Baruch Hashem today, it's a lot more safe, but there's still tremendous dangers in childbirth, especially for the baby as well, okay? It's life and death. But usually, now my sister had to be induced, her last several children she had, because she actually gave birth within 90 minutes, and she gave birth in a car. As my brother-in-law drove to the hospital, she delivered her own baby. So she actually never gets close to her due date anymore, because that's crazy. But most people, they start, the water breaks, or contraction starts, it's every 6 minutes, every 5 minutes. You have time! It's not like the first, so maybe should you call a guy, right? You know, somebody's getting sick, there's an element, sometimes there's sicknesses, that you have a certain amount of time, or you can get a guy, or you can do it in a shinoi, right? What do you do in such a case, right? You can go down. Do you think it's ready for this question? Or you want to wait? No pressure.
It was actually on something earlier.
Which is what?
You pushed me out.
Which is?
You said you can, when the house falls down, you can dig even if you don't even know that there's somebody in there.
Yes.
Well, how does that relate to when the house is burning? With the house is actually burning. Maybe there's somebody in the house.
If there's maybe somebody,
we never said. So if there's any, anything there.
I mentioned in passing. Usually, if a house is burning, people get out and they say there's no one in the house.
Yeah, but there's people who are stuck in bed, you know.
No, but you know your family. Like, God forbid, if any of our houses were burning, and we ran out, the first thing we'd do is count.
I went to a bookstore.
Wait! Listen first. We count our kids. Yeah. You count your family members. Yeah. If there's any question, of course, absolutely. Okay. But as opposed to a house burning, a hurricane, or tornado, you don't usually, you know, that tornado hits, you know, or earthquake. It's not like you can't, right? So of course, there's any Shiloh, you put out the fire, and of course we saw other Hatam put out the fire, spreading to other houses. But if it's one house on a mountain, if you're Jim Roberts' house in Boulder Creek over there, and there's a fire, and he walks out with his wife, and there's no one else in the house.
Oh, well, that's different.
Right. I want to get back to this. We have a lot to do.
This part I can skip.
Right, okay. So what do you do? Pikuach Nefesh is Derech HaShabbos. We learned there's 5 Tanayim, even though Shmuel had the best riot. They all had good riots. All those riots are true. Rava says there's a Pircha on all those riots. There's Shmuel, Bechai Behem. There's no Shiloh Pikuach Nefesh. We saw the Mishnah, even a Suffolk, even if it's a house burning, falling down, even if it may be a guy, even the guy's going to live for 5 minutes, the Gemara says in Shabbos, you were Pekuach Nefesh, even Safik Pekuach Nefesh, Doichel Shabbos. Fract Al Rishainim. The Shaila is, what if you can get a guy? Sterech on Shabbos. If there's no guy, a Jew does it. You don't even ask. You do. But what if you have a guyish option? Then what? Look at Sefer Beis.
This is where it's not going to delay anything.
Yeah. That's, well, let's see together. A shinoi, you know, if you're let's say this. You have to dial the phone to call the hospital. Should you dial in a, should I take my glasses? 9. Push like this. Push like, for all those who, you know, there's a few people who all listen every week online. You can't see this. But you have to ask Gideon how it looks. 9. And you go, 1. 1. It's a shinoi, right? That works. No normal person dials that way. Take your tongue. 9. Right? Why shouldn't you do it that way? Shinoi.
This is Zariz.
So let's see. But if your wife's expecting, maybe it's not so Zariz. Right? Her late contractions are... Usually, I can tell you, my wife needs Epitocin. It's hours away. Now, I'm not waiting to get her to the hospital. She has to go. You know, it happened to me once at Rosh Hashanah. You know. I didn't go. Someone else went with me. Natalie went. I was the only of all my kids, Klanahara, I was the only one that was not there. It was Rosh Hashanah, the second day. But we had to call. I mean, it wasn't, you know. So at the end of the day, my wife had to. Maybe she, you know, it's going to be 8 hours till the baby's born. Maybe we should take a shinoi and go like this. 911, right? Or call the hospital. Call a taxi cab, right? Right? Or you know, actually in my house, this is important. We have the phone, we dial it, and then we have to push redial. Every time there's a baby, we have it on the phone, we dial it. It's a last call before Shabbos, redial. Right? You know, we don't hang up before they pick up the cabs. It's a redial, because if anything ever happens, you know, we get our house, this is not from right now, we get everything ready before Shabbos, which one should do, what he's expecting. There's a distinct chance when you get to a certain point in the pregnancy, it will be on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, you want to make sure that, you're ready before Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't come by surprise, right? The baby does. So there's a good chance if you're, like 6 days late, overdue, and Shabbos is that day, that the baby is coming that day. So you should be prepared. So, on this, your base. Okay? Shemechal Shabbos al choylo sheish b'sakana. You got it? Mm-hmm. Everyone have it?
Yeah.
Mishtalin shalalasis ayde inam yehudim uktanim v'nashem. Ela ayde yisrael gedolim v'neida. Says the Mechaber, that when you mechal Shabbos for chola sheyesh bo sakana, you should not ask goyim. You should not ask kids. Why would you ask a kid? A kid's not, right? Get a 4-year-old to dial the phone, right? As we discussed that last week, right? You should not ask, I'm not sure why you would ask a lady. I don't know what that means. You know, I do know, but it's not Ella, Gedolim, the Rambam says actually the Rabbanim should do it at times if there's any Shaila. So, Shiran, you can leave now. For you, the shir's over. The Mechaber is pretty clear. You know, there's no, you don't ask a guy. But it says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, Dim Efshar Lassus B'lodichoy, right? If you could do it below dichoy, or below ichar, I really won't delay. A shinoi, you should do a shinoi.
Yeah.
Right? If it's not gonna make a difference, right? You could get a shinoi, do a shinoi.
Who's the
shinoi? Well, let's see if it's answer. Right? Do a shinoi. Vim efshar lasos ayide ene yehudi, b'li ichar klal. If there's a guy, your neighbor's a guy. You need to get to the hospital. Get the guy to take your wife to the hospital. Drive you both. Most people go with the wives to the hospital, right? You know, oh, you said, they don't know it. Who's or is there? She'll take Gibor. And the Magim, Mishra, Mishra, Ravah, they all say this. Right? The Ramah's quoting Rishonim. If you have time, hey, now there's a gunshot wound, right? Now, if you get a gunshot wound, you can bleed to death. But you have some time. You can get a neighbor to drive you to the hospital, right? A gunshot wound, if it's not to a major organ, on your arm, you need to get to the hospital, but you could probably knock on your neighbor's door to drive you to the hospital. Doc, am I saying something correctly?
Yeah, it depends, you know, if you didn't get a big artery.
Yeah,
suffix. If there's a suffix.
But let's just read that there was a suffix.
Yeah, suffix is only talking about, but says the Ramav is not. If you think that you could wait a few. You have to get to the hospital. You can't wait till the Shabbos. Right? We're not talking about, there's no shot to get to the hospital. But, you know, right?
Yeah, the trouble with
Wait.
You don't The average person doesn't know this. He doesn't know.
Right.
But you're in the
hospital. Like, you could bleed to death. But,
So that's how I pick the easiest case. Your wife is going to labor. Those cases are very easy, right? Is that fair to say? Fairly easy cases, right? You know, most women don't give birth in 5 minutes. And most time you just got to get to the hospital. It's going to be several hours.
Yeah, unless they have that history like your sister.
Like my sister. Like my, you know, my sister is like a little, you know, she, you know, my brother, like my brother-in-law, like actually drove on the highway in the wrong way. She's, you know, once she started going to give the delivery, he, you know, the police pulled him over. It's my wife's going in. It was like, go! You know, like they had the hospital staff outside waiting for her because he called in. My wife, but the baby was delivered by the time they got. His mom was crazy. But most people are not like that. By the way, my sister can never hear this year after this. my niece is about 15 now, but she still can hear this. She's 15 now. Yeah, she's turned 15 the month. So she's like 3 weeks older than Kanva.
She's the one in Lawrence that I met.
Yeah, she's right. So she was born in a car. You know. My wife, it's hysterical. My mother called me to daven from my sister. She called me like a half hour later. She was born. I said, "What are you talking about? You just called me. You know, she's born." But normal people, that's what happens. It's hours. So maybe you should get a guide. Maybe you should get a shun. Let's say you need to get a hospital 911. I mean, you're gonna tell me pushing 911 with a shun is gonna take so much longer, right? It's a few seconds, so maybe you should do that. Okay. So the Ramah says, if it's only a few seconds, do a shinoi. Let's say you need a doctor. Down the block is a guy. Next door is a Jew. You need someone to do it immediately, right? Do you have to, could you go down the block to get the, in an old shtetl? That's there. Or more profoundly, you have Hatzalah and they have ambulances. Should you get it? Should the ambulances by Hatzalah be manned by Gentiles? This is very serious, by the way, right? Who should drive the ambulance? You have Hatzalah every Shabbos. This comes, right? Have Hatzalah in Yerushalayim. They know. My father-in-law was car number 2 for Hatzalah. You know, he was Mr. Hatzalah. And I told you, on the Bell Parkway, he was shut down when he passed away. They shut the belt. Anyone knows what that means in New York? You can't even imagine what that means. They had 300 cars with Hatzalah, with their lights and sirens taking him to JFK. I was, you know. My brother-in-law's in the car. He said, my father-in-law would have seen this. You know, like, you know, I mean, there wasn't a Shabbos that he wasn't on, you know, there everywhere. So maybe have Gentiles prepare to drive, not the Jews. There's going to be Pikuach Nefesh Shailas. Have the Druzi, or the Christians, or even the Arabs who say Shalom Aleichem and not Allah Akbar, let them drive. Why should a Jew drive the ambulance on Shabbos? Right? Pikuach Nefesh, yeah, but a guy can do it, right? If you're setting up the protocol for Hatzalah of Yerushalayim, or Hatzalah of Brooklyn, or, you know, Mitzvah Shem, you know, Gidon, or Shiran, or Zico, you're not going to Canada, you're a Kayan, you know, but we have a doc, you want to go to Hatzalah of San Jose, right? I can only imagine California giving that kind of permit. You know, I don't think it's happened too easily. You know, why should a Jew drive to do Hatzalah call? Have the ambulance manned by Goyim. Is that a fair question? That's what they're not talking about over here. V'chen no again, a makom sheish letz atzel in Yehudi. If it's going to be the Gentile, be a little bit less careful. In lasos ayin in Yehudi, right? You should not have in Yehudi. Look at the Taz, Lamed Zayin. V'chen no again. Says the Taz, Shmuel Lagun.
Taz, the bear hater.
No, the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Zayin.
Okay.
He's going to call the Taz. Shmuel, who's the Taz?
What, Taz? David.
David?
Halevi.
Halevi from where?
From Poland.
Good. Specific.
Where in Poland?
Krakow. It's a good guess.
Krakow, yeah.
No, Lvov.
Lvov, okay.
Lemberg. Lemberg. V'chena Taz. Same thing. Just different German versus. But his father-in-law was in Krakow. The Bach. His father-in-law was in Krakow.
He used to be
in Krakow. At one point, he's in Krakow. Yeah. V'chena Taz Kasa. This is very important. Even if you're getting a guy to do it, Mikol Malkom Yisrael Yizar is Bedar Yisar. A Jew will do it quicker. Lachen afil yishof the katzala. Piyush the kana mebiru. Kozar says the meshubach. Says the Taz. A Jew does it better. A Jew cares more. A Jew cares more. A Jew, when you can get a guy, but who cares that when you have a Jewish mother and you're, who cares about that yid, that shot, that yid who's having a heart attack? The Jew cares more, will have more zrizis. Even an employee. Says a Taz, I don't know, this Ramah, I don't agree with the Ramah. It's quoting Shona, by the way. This is not the Minog. You get a Jew no matter what. That's what the Taz says. So not like the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't say this. The Ramah says, if you can, in theory, have a Gentile do it, or you do a Shinoi, you should do that. Lamaisa, the Divri Malkiel, and Malkiel Tanabam, who was the Rav of Lamja, quotes, and others say this machlekes Taz and Ramah is really a machlekes Rambam and Rosh. There is a remarkable Rosh. The Rosh is in Yuma, the following question. It brings out that the Ravid. This is the Shiloh. Shiloh is a Ravid. The Ravid was asked the following question. Choyla sheyeshbo sakana. If a choyla is on his death, is sheyeshbo sakana's potential for death. You gotta feed the guy, right? And he needs meat on Shabbos. There's nevela. What's nevela? Non-shechted meat. Dead meat, non-shechted. You can feed him nevela, or you can shecht him an animal on Shabbos and prepare it and give him the food. So you can give him nevela, which is treif, or shecht the meat, prepare it for him, and give it to him. What should you do? He's a choyla sheyeshbo sakana. A chayla sheyesh bo sakana, you're able to mechal Shabbos. If he needs food to be cooked, they bring down at the Brisker Rav. Once went, oh no, the Pressburger Rav, he had somebody at a shayla. I saw this by the Brisker Rav as well, I think. That one of his people was very close, was a Rav, told to eat on Yom Kippur, and the Rav was not going to eat. He went there and cooked the food for them on Yom Kippur. Went to the house and he cooked the food on Yom Kippur because he wanted to make sure this Rosh Hashiva ate. Mamash sakanas nafashas.
Well, didn't Rabbi Salanter eat in front of everybody too?
Make kiddush on Yom Kippur, but he cooked it. I'm talking made an omelet on Yom Kippur. He was worried that Rashi would die. He cooked. So maybe you should check the animal. This is a shot. Or no. You have a challah Shabbos for Nevela? He let me Nevela. It's mutter. We saw Bulmas, the guy can macham tzemeim. What should you do? This is the question that Rabbi was asked. Okay, feeling the veil is one isser, but shechting and salting and all these things is commonly served. It's served the rice on Shabbos. I'm gonna jump to the end because it's a decently long rush. Quotes his Rebbe, who's Rush's Rebbe?
Maram
Rutenberg, right? Maram Rutenberg. Ben Amir Heishav Betshuva Alzev Vehavi Diem Oichal Nafesh Yomtiv. You see Oichal Nafesh Yomtiv. The Sheikh the Yomtiv. You can be shecht on Yom Tov because the Torah is matter oichal nefesh. So can even do shechita. You can shecht on Yom Tov. Why is it you can shecht on Yom Tov? Because you can. The Torah is matter oichal nefesh. He says the same thing here. Hachinami came into a Torah, hitra Torah pikuach nefesh. Have a kol malacha she'asa b'Shabbos b'shulchol sheish b'sana ki laso b'chol. It's like a tetra. Says the Rosh. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra. It's like a weekday, and on the weekday, if I'm on a weekday, would I give a guy, or I give a chayla a nevela, or a shecht for him? He needs to eat meat for Shabbos. It's not right. He needs to eat meat that day. So what should I give him, a nevela or a shecht on a weekday? I'm for sure a shecht for him and give it to him. So that's the Rosh. It's like a weekday. He says, of course, if it's time, can you give him a nevela? That's pikuach nefesh. But if he needs to eat meat by the end of the day. You can give him the vela, or you can shecht and give him the food. Says the Rosh, it's a kutra, it's hutra. Give him the food. Right? Give him the food. The Rambam clearly learns out this way. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. Duchuyuhu Shabbos etzel sekanas nefashas. So not hutra, it's duchuyah. Now what's hutra and what's duchuyah?
Just put off, but it's not really.
Hutra means everything goes.
Right.
There's no iser. Just like I remember in the beginning I said by medicines, If you're a chayla, if you're sick, you have the flu, could you take any medicine you want? Absolutely you could. You can take any pill, you can keep, you know. There's no isser, there's no gezer derabanan. There's no, it's not there. Right? Dechuya means you can only take what you need. Only what's absolutely necessary to do. So the Rambam says, Dechuya Shabbos, it's the Kanas Nefashis.
So the isser is still there, you're just pushing it aside.
Exactly. That's Dechuya.
As opposed to the isser is not even there.
Exactly. So according to the Rambam, would you be able to shecht on Shabbos? No way. Absolutely not. It's dechuya. If this guy can eat nevela, that's what he has to do. I can't be mechal Shabbos for shechita. He can eat nevela. That's dechuya. Hutra means, since he needs to eat, it's like a weekday. What would I do on a weekday? On a weekday, I would shecht.
What do you mean, since he can eat nevela? But that's also...
He can't eat nevela.
Yeah, in other words, he can't...
That's nothing to Shabbos.
So what?
You guys learn Gemara today.
Just looking at
Shabbos. I said Hilchos Shabbos. Dechuya and Hutra is Shabbos. Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos here.
So you're saying from the point of view of Shabbos,
yeah.
Do the nevela.
Yeah, I'm mechal Shabbos. If I give the guy a nevela, there's no chil Shabbos. True or false?
True.
So who says I can mechal Shabbos to give him kosher meat?
Well, why is one more important than the other? Eating something that the Torah specifically prohibits you
to eat. He has to eat meat. Stop. He has to eat meat. The whole kosher is like this. He needs to eat meat for his refuah. And it's pekuach nefesh. We have nevela meat. Right? We have nevela meat. Could I give him that meat or not? I could shecht for him. Shechting means breaking shop.
Meat is like poison, so we got to give this guy some poison in order so that he doesn't die.
In that case, sometimes poison is good for him. Right, that's right. Yeah. It is poison. You're listening well. But for a sick person, the Rambam says, it's matuch, right? It's the opposite world. That's just a shala, right? This is a shala. Could you give him nevela? Or do you say, he has no Isra Shabbos? There's no Isra Shabbos. The brisker, I'll go cook the guy, man, get a guy an egg on Yom Kippur. There's no Isra by him. It's not being Mako. According to the Rush, there's no Kula here. There's no Isra. If I don't have to give him, I don't have Mechal, I'm not Mechal Shabbos. Eat Lani Nevela. You hear that? It's a Machlekes Rishon. It's the Rosh, the Ram between G'day Le'olam. Very G'day Le'olam. You heard of the Rosh Shmuel? They talk about in Moscow.
What?
You know, where did the Rosh live?
Rosh? He lives in Germany and Spain.
Spain, right. Good. What does Mechaber say? Because this is Mechaber. Mechaber says, he brings us a lot of lacha. This is the lunch of the Chabad. Shin Chav Ches. It's all Shin Chav Ches today. You Dalid.
See?
You Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Hechoyle Sheish Bo Sakana. Sarach Basar. Sheikh Tenlo. You have Schoyle in his deathbed. Who needs meat? Shech for him. Don't say I'll give him the tray for meat. If he needs to eat right away, of course give him the nevela. Because shechita will delay it. Shechita takes some time. But we're talking about here, he needs to eat meat today. 3 hours. Shecht, salt. Cook him the meat. All on Shabbos. This is what Mechaber says. You can do that. So who does that sound like?
The Rosh.
The Rosh. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Good Lama Tess. Harbet Taman Nemral says, there's many reasons for this. Firstly, quotes the Rosh, Yesh HaMashim, the Shabbos Hutra Eitzel Pekoch Nefesh. Ulechach Shech Ten Lo, can Shech for him, Kederach Shech Ten Yom Tiv. Va'afil Yisr Derabonin, Eim Achilin, Oso Makam Shef Shalo Lishchot. Even if it's only Yisr Derabonin. Since it's Hutra, you have chicken and cheese, with kosher chicken and cheese, right, which is Yisr Derabonin,
sure.
Or shechting, you shecht and you give them that food. Mitamza. Ava harbor is shining, cost you the Shabbos dechuyu. Who is that? The Rambam and others, right? You can't just go ahead, he quotes also the Rashi, but the Ran on the bottom, right? You can't just go ahead and mechal or Shabbos, it's dechuyu. Aye, so why is the Mechaber sound like the Rosh? So why does the Mechaber say this? Elatam, who, the Shemi, a katz mechilis nevel yuchos dachan. You have a high mashiyid, a guy with a big yarmulke. He never ate treif his whole life. You're going to offer him chazer. That itself will kill him. That itself will kill him. I'll have a heart attack and die on the spot. You're going to call... Or he won't eat. He won't eat. So why can you shecht? Not because it's chutra. They're learning you can shecht because the guy won't eat. Or it'll kill him. You know, by the way, I remember my first day, I got... My mother-in-law to come. My mother-in-law to come from Brooklyn. We were maybe going to give birth in Lakewood. So my mother-in-law to come on Shabbos, if it would be, to come into the hospital. So I remember speaking to the Av Beis Din in Lakewood. Is it a problem to get a guy to drive my mother-in-law on Shabbos? So Av Beis Din told me that if my wife wants my mother-in-law to come, if she really wanted her to come, she can. My mother-in-law herself could drive there on Shabbos. Why is that? Because a woman who's giving birth...
Suffolk
Sakana. You know, I had somebody once from the shul. Husband was in a different city. Had a heart attack. And his wife was here. And it's Friday morning. She asked me, by the time she would have got arrived, there would have been Shabbos. She asked me, could she go? I said, absolutely. If your husband has a heart attack, he's in danger. I said, for two reasons. First of all, he has nobody watching the hospital. They're going to be making medical decisions about your husband, and no one's there to... This is about 8 years ago. No one's there. And second of all, if you're not there, your wife's in the room. There's a lot more incentive to. So I actually knew people. This woman had to fly into Toronto. I organized Bikur Cholam that had people waiting to pick up in the airport. Goyim, when she arrived, she didn't know Israel, but I told her, don't bring anything you can't carry. But you get on the plane, and she arrived on Shabbos. She arrived, she was in the air. She was somewhere in like Minnesota as Shabbos came, and she arrived there 3 hours into Shabbos. And it was all mutter. I mean, there's no shaila. If a Jew's going to eat pig, it's going to kill him, you can shecht for him for that reason, right? Not like the so the mechaber is not a raya. You hear this? Mechaber is not a raya. So how do we hold? Jew Gentiles. So Ramesha Feinstein, Marina Verabena Ramesha Feinstein says a remarkable thing. He says, in the middle of a very, very long tshuva. This is in Chayshe Mishpat, Chilik Beis, and it's Simon Ayin Tes. This is a tshuva to his son of David Feinstein, Shlita. Chayshe Mishpat? Because all the Ratzicha cases are in Chayshe Mishpat. All the laws of Ratzicha are in Chayshe Mishpat. So the question was, Avishai, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when David was in danger, Avishai didn't want to get on David's horse to save him. So if David finds he was asking his father about that case, is pekuach nefesh for David Melech? Usually a commoner is not allowed to be on the king's horse, only has permission, right? It's an iser. So what's the shakl here? Right? So in the middle of this whole shtick of Torah, he said like this. This is what Rabbi Shimon says. He says, he's talking about whether being it's dechuya or hutra, right? And he says, "Vatamu pashit." We're talking now back to Hilchos Shabbos. This is Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. Vatam pashit. They came into Shum Safek Katam the Pikuach Nefesh. Nidchu Shabbos. If it's any shaila, right? The Rashi says it's hutra. The Rambam says it's duchuya. Right? It's pashit. Any Safek Katam, any possibility of Pikuach Nefesh, nidchu Shabbos. And all Yisurin. Shlazet Zar Ziras Beoser. Therefore, we saw even earlier, Lachen Nesum Laksh, you came in Cheshbin. If you have any doubt in your mind, this person's in danger, you drive, you call, you do whatever is necessary. You mechal the Shabbos. You can't even think, you can't even ask the Shaila at that point. Shema Evshalas Behet to Lakasha Katana, Shari Mitzadze Al Shiito, you'll make a mistake. You'll sit there and you'll wait, and the guy's going to die or be further endangered. Well, Mela, even those who say Dechuya, even Dechuya, he says, really, it's Chutra. Shema Chakas Kal, you really shouldn't be waiting at all in almost any case. Okay? Of Oifen Shinoi, we're not doing Shinoi and not Nachrim. The Meheter is a Mamish of Anenu, even say Hotra. So Lamaisa, he said there's no Chilak. In almost all cases, no Chilak between Hotra and Dechuya. Right? There's no Chilak between Hotra and Dechuya. That's what Moshe says. In another Tshuva.
Maybe because it's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous. It's not really what you're. You know, it's nothing. It really becomes an Orchaim Hay. Now here he's talking about Hatzalah. Hatzalah. Okay. And it's interesting. He said that this is true to his grandson, to Mordechai Tendler. And they said that originally they said that the drivers for Hatzalah should be Goyim. And then they said no, but they saw that the Goyish drivers weren't as crazy to get to the hospital as the Jewish drivers. Okay? So in the middle of his tshuva, he said like this. Says again, let's give it very easy, important case. You're in Yerushalayim. You have drivers ahead of time. You can have Gaisha drivers, or you can have Jewish drivers. You know every Shabbos Hatzal is going to get calls, or Mada, right? Mada is the official ambulance company. It's not even Hatzal. Right, Mada's regular ambulance, right? Who should be the drivers? Do you have Goyim or Jews? Okay. Who cares more about Rachala? The Druzi or Yankiv? By the way, most of Mada and Hatzalah are from Jews. Very from Jews, a lot of them. And these are people who do it, especially Hatzalah. It's all people, they don't get paid for this. They're doing it because they care about Klal Yisrael. You know, my father-in-law, I actually met a lot of them. My father-in-law, Rav Shalom, this was in 2006, after the Lebanon fiasco, if you ask me, when they were so ill-prepared. Just this Shabbos, I had Yehuda, who's not here tonight, was telling me one of the reasons he left Israel was after that. And actually another guy, Michael, who's down the block, he works in garages, said he left, he was in the army, he was in Lebanon, he left Israel after that. He was so turned off. So by how? What?
Myself also.
Yourself as well. Right? The third person told me that the lack of standard of care that the army has and how the decisions were made for those soldiers in Lebanon, that they felt they were, like, they were not fed.
Neglected.
And there were political decisions which were made without any concern about what's going on, and they were, like, pawns. Whatever it is. So my father-in-law himself organized with Hatzalah in Israel. Hatzalah is all volunteers. That if Hatzalah gets called up into service, that Hatzalah New York would come in. So they train together. Right? So I met these guys from Hatzalah. They actually had a program. I'm not sure if it's still there because my fellow is in Shemayim now. I assume it is. That if Hatzalah members get called up into the army, the Miluim get called up, that the Hatzalah, because there's going to be bombs hitting, who's going to, you need people, Hatzalah New York comes in. That was that, and they actually had. So you can't just have New York guys coming in from Flatbush and Queens coming to Shalom doing that. They need to know what's going on in there. So they actually were prepared. God forbid if this would ever happen. So all these guys are unbelievable guys. I mean, I met them. These guys are cream of the crop. Balei Chasadim. They're doing this not for money, not for honor, not for cover, because they want to save Jewish lives. If I had a choice between a Jew like that or some Aravi, or some Muslim, or some, Bedouin who's getting paid for the job. Who do you want? So Amisha says, you pick the Jews. I'm going to tell you, hold on. So let that tell you, they should drive the ambulances. First of all, other people, they don't know when, they're asking questions. So you're going to start saying, I'll get a guy, I'll get this way. Then people won't want to do it, even when there's no nachri. The minute you start asking questions, right? People won't want to do it, even when there's no Gentile. If you're going to start making this like Hatzalah, it's like, ask a guy, ask this. Every time there's a different reality, the Hatzalah members are going to get confused, when, where. He says more than that, he says, this besides the speed, he says, that you see that the Jews do better. He says, either Ramah. He says, I and the Taz is Tom on this Ramah. And he says, this the Lacha is like the Taz. And he says, the Aruch HaShulchan is like this. The Aruch HaShulchan also says like the Taz. Comes Ramesha and says, exactly like the Taz. Ramesha Feinstein held that the hospital, the people driving should be Jews. The ambulance should be run by Jews. I heard Rabbi Maimon once told me that in Yerushalayim, that Rabbi Elzriel Arbach, Shlita, it's Rabbi Baivagan, his father did not hold it this way. Shlomo Zalman held that the taxi driver, the taxi ambulances, should be Goyim, and that a couple of people died, and they felt that if they had Jewish people, they did it, and he flipped, like Ramesha. Even though his own father, Shlomo Zalman, did not like this. I'll tell you another Ramesha, because again, my father was very big in Hatzalah. Ramesha held, one of the reasons Hatzalah started in New York was because all of the major hospitals are in Manhattan. Like, most of New York, this massive metro area, there's like one hospital in Brooklyn, one hospital in Queens. All of the hospitals are in Manhattan. If you look at where the hospitals are, they're almost all Manhattan. So you have to there's time to get the ambulance have to get to you, get back, and you know, you have traffic. Hatzalah, they're in the neighborhood. You know, people are right there. You know, a guy in Flatbush, 15 guys in the house. 100%, if Hatzalah is called, an ambulance call, Hatzalah wins. 99 out of 100 times. The guy's on your block! The guy's walkie-talkie! The paramedic's on your block! You have the ambulance has to get at least from several miles away to get to your house, right? Even if you call 911, what's the closest hospital? O'Connor?
Yeah.
So how long is that? Where is that?
From here.
5 minute drive? If there's a guy on your block, someone has a heart attack, someone has a stroke, who's quicker? Yeah. Right? If you have paramedics all over the place, they're quicker. So Ramesha said, though, in New York, any serious thing, they're going to Manhattan, to the hospitals. So Ramesha let the drivers come back on Shabbos. He based off riyas in Mishnayos that they can come back into the city. They wouldn't go otherwise. So my father told me that in Borough Park, the Chassid Shepaiskin didn't let it. He said, any call that happens on the border, they tell the Flatbush people to go, because they follow Ramesha's pesach. My father says, there's no question in his mind, there are people, it's Friday night, you get a call to get Hatzalah. You get a call for Hatzalah. And you know that if you take this guy into Manhattan, you're sleeping there for Friday night. You're not going to see your wife. Your kids, your bar mitzvah is the next day. You have guests coming to your house. Are you going to want to take that call? Are you going to want to take the call?
No.
There's going to be a pause. Because what happens is you go take the guy to the hospital in Manhattan, and you're there for Shabbos. Ramesha says, besides that, you may be called again. You won't go in the first place. If you can't come back, you won't go. Right? Which is not really our sugya right now. But my point is, Ramesha says, Lamaisa, this is very important. The poskim, in some say Ramesha would hold the same way. If it's an ambulance driver, if there's any real suffix, we hold like the taz. Like, and that's how I would hold, like Ramesha holds. But if my wife's having a baby, I know I have hours. In that case, you should get a shtudal ali shinoi. In that case, you should get a guy who should drive. There's no hechre. I gotta get to the hospital. So of course, like the Ramesha is not saying that if it's somebody's getting ill and they need to be taken to a doctor. We know if they're bleeding.
Like they did for Alex's mother.
Right.
We went next door to them.
Right, right. I already asked you about the hotel. We got a guy. Exactly. That the aunt. Yeah, exactly. That was not recent. That was about 2-3 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, knock on my door that night. I remember that. I just sat down. So of course, even Ramesha would say if there's no immediate emergency, you just got to get to the hospital because there's pikuach nefesh. Once you do a shinoi, once you go. But the halacha is like the taz. Therefore, to me, if someone asks me, you should have Jewish drivers. To me, it's a davar pashet to have Jewish drivers. To me, it's a davar pashet that if you have any standard of care, if you have somebody in your house who's sick, besides the fact that if it is a time delay, if you care more, you're more zaras than any Gentile, any paid guy, you should do it first, right? And it just teaches how precious a Jewish life is. So again, we saw there's different chalukim. But in any shiloh of any case, even a safek kipuch nefesh, Jews win. And even if it's something that's prepared before Shabbos, if there's going to be a delay because of that, you should use a Jew. We pass like the taz, that's how Ramesha paskins. If there's something that could wait, or all you do is shinoi, that's how you should do it. Hold check.